opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. I want to start off by giving you the call-in number because we want you to be a part of what we're doing here on Our Urban Story. The number is 973-925-4559. And you know, last Saturday I was flying solo, but this week my other half is here. Miss Diamond, please welcome our friends, our guests, and those who are listening in.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to Our Urban Story. Today is Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. So there's a lot on the agenda today that we need to get to. Barbara, you wanted to say a couple of things?
Well, first thing I want to say is I want to give out some good news. The good news is that Mackenzie Alexander, he's an NFL player, and he's a cornerback with the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Guess what? His parents had one of the homes that, you know, Jimmy Carter was involved with, you know, what was it? A Habitat. Mm. And this young man paid off the balance of that home that his parents lived in. So I wanted to start off with some good news.
Absolutely. Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity.
It was started by Jimmy Carter. So
that's correct.
Very good.
And they had a home, and he paid it off.
Excellent.
Mackenzie Alexander.
That is good news, and that's positive news.
Absolutely.
Today is the last Saturday in February.
Yes.
Black History Month, and our great president, Donald John Trump, hosted a number of African Americans at the White House the other day in honor of Black History Month.
Wow.
And under President Trump, who has done more for black people than any other president
in including
history, with the exception of President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln.
Well, that's true, but including Obama.
Absolutely. President Trump has done more for black people than Obama ever did in his 8 years in office.
Absolutely.
And so there was a celebration at the White House the other day celebrating Black History Month, and we want to thank the president for highlighting the needs and focusing on the needs of the urban communities around this country.
Beautiful.
And investing in urban America, and we want to thank the president for that.
Amen. That's why, you know, when I hear these calls out that he's racist, you know, I'm very upset about that. Mm-hmm. You know, you see pictures of him with black Americans going way back, and all of a sudden now he's a racist. But, you know, that's the card that the leftists have always played for decades. But this time it won't work.
Absolutely.
He's doing a fantastic job. You cannot deny that. No one can deny that, who has any level of truth in them.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Yes. Now, last week, I didn't talk about the confusion involving this young actor, because, you know, I'm not familiar with these actors and actresses.
Well, I'm not either. I'm not really familiar with a lot of actors and actresses of today.
Yes.
I like the actresses and actors from the yesteryear, you know, the Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yes.
Crawford. But anyway.
Yes.
Justin is his proper name. Smollett is on the show Empire, which is on Fox, and a lot of African Americans watch the show. I don't watch the show, but the two leading stars of the show who play his parents are Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard. I am familiar with them because they've done more than this television show.
I don't even know them.
They've been in movies.
Yes.
Like, Taraji P. Henson has done a few Tyler Perry movies.
Okay.
The bottom line is Jussie is a Trump hater. He's posted many negative things about Donald Trump, saying F Trump. He's actually said the epithet, not just F Trump. He concocted this scheme to have two Nigerian brothers attack him and it was all a hoax. And when it happened, at the time it happened, when it was reported, it didn't sound right to me, because he's saying two white guys, or he implied there were two white guys who said this is mega or MAGA country in Chicago around 2 a.m. in the morning, and it's 10 below zero. None of that made sense. How would they know him from any other black guy? That didn't make sense. Chicago is not MAGA country when the vast majority of the city voted against Donald Trump. So his story didn't make sense from the jump. Now we find out apparently he had concocted this whole scheme, this hoax, with these two African-American Nigerian brothers, and he paid them $3,500 via a check. Now, if you're going to commit a crime, you don't pay for the crime with a check, which is easily traceable. But before the media investigated, before they asked any questions of Jussie Smollett, who wanted publicity, because this is what this is about.
Well, he got
and
it.
And then he wanted to demonize Donald Trump on top of this. I mean, they just ran in with the story, believed him, saying this was a modern-day lynching and all of that. And now we have it on camera. The Chicago PD has it on camera where these Nigerian brothers, they see them buying the mask, buying the rope that was around Jussie Smollett's neck. It was just a big hoax. Barbara, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I didn't believe it when I first heard it, but I didn't have enough information on it. Because I'm saying to myself, why would people have the MAGA hats on? And they're going out to do a lynching, a simulated lynching. Why would they wear the hats? I mean, you would wear a skull cap or something like that, I would think. So I didn't touch it last week because I said, you know, more will come out about it. And come to find out, here we are. And then from what I've been able to understand, Kamala Harris is close friends with him. And we don't know if it was a setup because she's trying to push some anti-lynching law. I'm going to really delve into that because anti-lynching law was presented years and years ago in the early part of our history, and the Democratic Party voted against having an anti-lynching law. The Democratic Party has a terrible history of being racist and segregationalist, etc., and Ku Klux Klanners, just like someone told me that Robert Byrd, the deceased, he was a very, very, very high-ranking KKK member, and he was a friend of, you know, Hillary Clinton, and of course, at his going away celebration, Bill Clinton said something to the effect of, well, you know, at the time, you know, he just was a member of this, tried to play it down, play it off, but he was a KKK member.
Yes, he was.
But the Democratic Party, according to, David Barton, they have a strong, long history of racism.
Yes.
And of all the people, and this is the party that's always playing the race card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. You're absolutely right. The Democratic Party has a documented history of racism.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
In this country. And Robert Byrd was a part of that. He was a grand wizard, whatever, in the Ku Klux Klan.
And then I heard he was even higher than that.
Yeah.
Than higher than the grand wizard. I can't remember the name, but someone gave me another name, a grand wizard.
Wow.
Very high ranking.
But going back to the Jussie Smollett thing for a moment, he is black, as many. His father is Jewish, his mother is African American. He's homosexual. He plays homosexual on the TV show. But what gets me about these liberals and these leftists, they perpetuate these hoaxes, trying to demonize white America, and it's they are contributing to the hatred in this country. Obama was a very divisive president.
Most definitely.
Race relations were set back with his presidency.
Yes, they were.
And for Jussie Smollett, it's like racism is so hard to find. It does exist. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. It's so hard to find in this country that they have to create hoaxes. And his case reminded me of Tawana Brawley.
Tawana Brawley created
this whole story.
That was a lie.
Spearheading the way that she was raped by 9 white guys or something like
that.
In upstate New York. And this guy, Jussie, could have started potentially a race riot because he's representing supposedly the homosexual community, the black community, and to a limited extent, the Jewish community. And he created this hoax. He gave the money to these Nigerian brothers to buy the noose, to buy the mask. He wasted people's time, energy, and the resources of the Chicago.
And then from what I understand, they've arrested him, et cetera, et cetera. And some people are saying that that's unfair, that all he needs to do is apologize. No, the taxpayers spent money for those police to investigate. And what he did was unconscionable.
Now, I know Donald Trump Jr. and Diamond and Silk, I wasn't Diamond and Silk, another black conservative posted that at the time he started this, he made up this stuff, this mess, that a one-year-old child was shot in the head in Chicago.
Yes, yes, yes.
Resources instead of, I'm not saying, I don't know if it's actually true.
Yes,
that they took resources.
I heard it was more than one person being shot, that it was several of them.
This whole period from January 29th until he was arrested, someone estimated about 30 people have been
absolutely
shot.
That's correct.
In Chicago.
That's right. He should
in
be
Chicago,
sued. He should be prosecuted.
Absolutely. He
absolutely
has to be punished because Chicago is not a one-stop town where they may be dealing with two murders per year.
No, it's a very
Chicago,
violent place.
Every weekend, people are getting shot in Chicago.
That's correct.
So every police officer's time in the city of Chicago is precious.
Is very precious. That's correct. That's
it
correct.
Children are getting shot in Chicago. A one-year-old
absolutely
was shot, and Donald Trump Jr. is not going to tweet that out unless he has something to support it. So while we're dealing with this hoax in the city of Chicago, you had a one-year-old child who got shot. That's how
I mean, this is very serious. And then I heard someone say, well, that's sad that Empire, whatever that show is, mm-hmm. is going to write him out. You know, they're getting rid of him, in other words. And someone, I forgot where I saw it at or heard it, right. but they said that's sad because black young men need a role model, and they need to, I mean, are we crazy? I mean, I don't have anything per se against people who have an alternative lifestyle, but our young children need their fathers with their mothers married as role models. Their fathers working, their mothers may be working or just be a homemaker.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of, those are the kind of role models that we need for our children, black as well as white. Loving role models who are loving, caring fathers and husbands and who are participating in that American dream.
I never thought of Jussie Smollett as a role model.
This is something I heard.
No, I understand that. And if he walked next to me in a supermarket before January 29th, I wouldn't even know the man.
Well, he made it possible for you to know him now.
Exactly.
That's why he did all of this.
And he's
full of hate and he's full of rage because what has Donald Trump done against him? Here it is. You have somebody making $1 million a year.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to mention that.
Mention making all of that money.
Yes.
You know, I am so sick of these ungrateful people being here in America. Because if you really don't like the president, you don't like the country, why don't you pack your bags and leave?
Exactly.
They profit from capitalism, but they hate the West and hate the system and hate this and that.
Absolutely.
But they're living, you know, very good lives because of what our founding fathers and founding mothers planted for us.
Jussie Smollett is not someone... not someone famous. He doesn't come from a well-known family, and yet he was making $100,000 per episode on Empire, a show the majority of America doesn't even watch. I've never seen one episode of Empire. A lot of black people watch it because on my Facebook, did you see this episode of Empire? But he was making his grossing, to your point, Barb, I'll be very quick, over $1 million a year.
As far as I'm concerned, he's yesterday's news.
He's so ungrateful. That's the point.
That's the whole point. I don't like to waste time on these ungrateful people. They need to just get on out of the way and let some people who appreciate being in America and who learn and have learned how to be respectful. Because God says you respect those in authority. And I just saw another horrible person. I saw something on the news that this old senator, I think he's about in his 80, he's about 83, black guy. He's been a senator, I believe, for 35 years, the longest serving in Nebraska. He had nerve enough to call our United States flag a rag, and it's equal to the swastika.
He's in the state senate of Nebraska, right? He's not in the U.S.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. He's not worth.
No.
He's not worth spending any time on.
I mean, just the idea of being old and hateful. Yep. Our young people don't have too many role models that they can look up to.
Right.
You know, this reminds me of a Maxine Waters.
Exactly.
She hasn't said that, but what she promotes is so un-American, so hateful. And these are the older people who the white hair is supposed to represent wisdom.
Yeah.
You don't even have any decency in somebody like him. His name is Ernie Chambers. And some places says he's a Democrat. Other places says he's an independent. So I don't know. But I know one thing. He said he was on the floor of the legislature at the end of a session. And he, listen, let me just read this. I don't come here for this rag every day, and it's a rag. That's all it is to me, he said, about respecting the flag. You know, that is horrible. So at any rate, a Republican Senator, Tom Brewer, got up and talked about the heroes and the goodness of America.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Barbara. Absolutely. And so the media, I have to talk about the media because they ran with justice. We'll move on. But
please.
The media has lost all credibility. They wanted to believe the narrative. They wanted to believe that Donald Trump is so racist, his supporters are so racist. They wanted to believe it, although the story was stupid from the very beginning. I never believed it.
They don't care how stupid
this
they are.
Is who the media are. Donald Trump just posted something about 15 minutes ago, President Trump, about the people of Venezuela being on the threshold of history to reclaim their country. We wish the people of Venezuela Godspeed, God's blessings, because the United States has been trying to get food to Venezuela. They're starving in Venezuela. And Maduro is so evil, he's blocking the aid that the United States and other countries are trying to give to the people of Venezuela. We just want you to know that you're in our prayers, and Venezuela will be free.
That's why it's so important for us, even in the United States of America, to stop voting in these leftists who lean towards Marxism, socialism, communism,
absolutely,
and most of all, secular humanism,
absolutely,
where God is eliminated and man is the measure of all things.
Absolutely.
My book highlights it. I spent a lot of time dissecting secular humanism,
yep,
because I spent some time in a very crazy college, and it just help me to better get a better picture,
right,
of secular humanism 101.
Right, right.
And as I said, I've discussed it in my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations,
mm-hmm,
because it's very serious,
right,
and that's something we can't ignore. And we have to be more mindful of those we are electing.
Right.
Because, I mean, the list of those who are secular humanists, mm-hmm, who are anti-American because they hate the founding of this country.
Right.
They hate the idea that pilgrims and Puritans came over here for religious freedom. And it wasn't a hodgepodge religion. It was Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And they resent that and they hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing everything to destroy us from within.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So we must be very mindful of that.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you want to say something?
Yes, I actually wanted to read an excerpt from your book. But I wanted to read from, I'm on page 99, where you talk about secular humanism, and your book is doing well, although we're going to be spending more time getting it promoted. We sent a copy to President Trump, to Jeanine Pirro and Fox and others, and we want to get this book out of here. But as you noted here on page 99, quote, as secular humanism developed, some varieties did not deny the existence of God, but defined God's activities not in supernatural activities, but limited to the natural realm. Secular humanists were bred with this belief system rooted in their soul, seasoning their reasoning with utterances against what is natural, beautiful, and sacred. These believers in man-centered philosophical dogma never relent in their fervent quest to seduce and capture souls for this camp's belief system.
Amen.
Finally, this ideology, particularly in urban settings, has created more harm than good in the lives of those they say they need to protect from value-centered, God-fearing fellow citizens of America. Unquote.
Amen. Amen. And that's from my book, Escaping the Racism of low expectations, I don't think you will be disappointed. You know, if some of these things make you feel a little uncomfortable, well, it's time for you to be uncomfortable because we have to save America.
Absolutely. And I think that that leads me really into Bernie Sanders announcing that he is going to run for president again. You know, what's interesting and sad about Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who cost the city of New York 25,000 jobs from Amazon.
Absolutely, absolutely.
These jobs were not low-paying jobs. From my understanding, these were six-figure jobs over 100
really?
Per year, 25,000 jobs lost. Now,
wow.
That's a lot of revenue coming. When these people get paid, they buy, purchase things, they pay taxes, all in New York City, particularly to pay taxes. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cost New York.
Yes, she did. I reported on that last week.
Bernie Sanders, the socialists like Bernie Sanders and AOC, they want to push socialism, and we see the damage that socialism has done
to Venezuela.
Venezuela is Exhibit A, and yet they live in the lap of luxury in the United States.
Absolutely.
Bernie Sanders rails against capitalism,
right.
But he benefits from it.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's an old video of him from the 1980s, in which he said bread lines are good.
Yes, I saw that.
What was then the Soviet Union? Your thoughts?
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But you know what? We have a population of people who have not been educated as to the dangers of socialism, the dangers of Marxism, and the absolute dangers of communism. They have not been educated. You know, if our homes, 40% from what I was able to gather, and I think that's in my book, of all children being born in America today are born into single-headed households. We don't need that. We need to start rebuilding families where mothers and fathers can sit down with their children and tell them about the history of America. Mm-hmm. Tell them how blessed they are to be in America. Mm-hmm. And let them know what's going on in other places around the world and why people are always trying to get here by any means necessary.
Exactly.
We need our homes intact. We need grandparents, grandmothers, and grandfathers telling their grandchildren and telling anybody's child what America is about. We're not about racism. We're not about hatred. We're about being free and having liberties. That's what we're about.
Absolutely. You know, Barbara, with the advent of socialism puts the government on a platform. And that feeds into this man is the measure of all things. And that could be very, very dangerous for people, because if man gives you your liberty, that means man
can take it away.
We believe in the United States, as a spouse, in the Declaration of Independence, that our liberty, our freedoms come from the Creator. And if they come from the Creator, then man cannot take away our freedom. It is important for us to reject socialism. And again, those in this country, like a Bernie Sanders, like an AOC, if they really believe in socialism, why don't they move to a country that practices socialism? It's simple, because socialism doesn't work, excuse me. And as Donald Trump has said, this country will never be a socialist country. That is not how America was founded. We were founded on Judeo-Christian values along with capitalism. And because of that value system, we have been able to lift more people out of poverty than any other system in the world. What are our choices? Let's look around the world. We can go to communism, socialism, Islamism, or we can go to a dictatorship, to what we came out of, like a feudal system. We have what works, and that's why millions of people try to come to the United States. We are an example to the world. Our Declaration of Independence, that is very critical. It tells the story. Then we go to our Constitution, which guarantees our liberties and freedoms. We reject socialism, period. It is not for us. It is not meant for us. We reject it. If Bernie Sanders believed in socialism so much and spreading the wealth, why doesn't he give away one of his homes? Why doesn't he give away part of his salary?
Amen.
If he believes in socialism so strongly?
It's all
now
talk.
As far as AOC is concerned, She, at one of her wealthy donors, gave $6,500 or somehow to her campaign, to her boyfriend, whom she now has working for her. She gave him a congressional email, which is an ethics violation from what I understand. So that's going to have to be investigated. And she believes in socialism, yet she lives in this luxurious apartment in Washington, D.C. Again, if AOC and Bernie Sanders really believe this stuff, then donate your salary. Give your salary away.
I know that's right.
You know, if you really believe
that's
this.
All right.
But people like them are hypocrites because they want to benefit from capitalism while they're espousing socialism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're not going to move to a socialistic country because they know that it doesn't work. They're just saying this because, you see, if socialism will never make everyone equal. They want to be the ones at the distribution table, giving you this, giving you that, telling you can make this. Meanwhile, they have no limits to what they can accumulate, what they can have, where they can go, et cetera, et cetera. It's all hypocritical. It's all a lie. And everything that these people come up with, like Bernie Sanders, it's all meant to eliminate God.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Yes.
You don't see one of these isms,
right,
like socialism, communism, Marxism, mm-hmm, having a God.
Mm.
Not one of them.
Mm.
And also, you know what I just discovered? Mm-hmm. Margaret Sanger used to do a little, what would you call it, a little magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And her motto was, no gods, no masters.
Mm.
She had this newsletter out in 1914.
Wow.
No gods, no masters.
Wow.
And people like Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm, and what do you call her? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
AOC. Right.
They have no gods, mm-hmm, and no masters. They want to be the masters, mm-hmm, of the human race.
Absolutely.
And that has to be stopped.
You know, taken to its extreme logical conclusion, you will have an Adolf Hitler. You will have a Joseph Stalin. If God is not the master and man is the master and measure of all things, then man can say, I'm going to dehumanize Jewish people and kill them.
Well,
that is why we must have the true and living God as part of any nation if you want it to succeed.
Well, you see, you're absolutely right. You see how they dehumanized babies. That's just the beginning.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm so happy. I have this from the American Thinker. The Trump administration will cut funds to Planned Parenthood for abortion services.
Yes.
Now, that's
not a
on
lot.
The good news.
Not a lot.
This is a beginning.
But this is the beginning. It's about $60 million.
Absolutely. And that's a lot.
It's under, what are the titles? Title IV, I could be wrong.
Okay.
But it's the beginning. It's beginning.
It is
we
a beginning.
To start defunding Planned Parenthood. Please don't use my taxpayer money. Thank you, Barbara, for bringing this up. It is beginning. It is an
absolutely
abortion mill. They try to couch it in a woman's health, a woman's right.
They're lying.
Choose. This is about an abortion mill.
Well, this is what Margaret Sanger tried
down
to do. She tried to make it sound like she was just interested in birth control.
Right.
But she was interested in eugenics.
Yes.
Yes. You know what I mean? But she tried to cover it up with birth control.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, we don't need Planned Parenthood for
absolutely
birth control. You can go to the Department of Health.
Right.
When I had an agency in Manhattan, mm-hmm, they used to send me prophylactics, mm-hmm, free by the case.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into any of the doctors that I go into, mm-hmm, prophylactics are free on the counter.
Wow.
We don't need Planned Parenthood for birth control.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Good point. Good point. Now, Barbara, we have a few seconds before we go to break.
Yes.
So just we'll be back on the other side of our break.
Uh-huh.
A lot more to talk about. Robert Mueller's investigation is wrapping up.
And Andrew McCabe, what a liar he is. I mentioned that last week. That's correct.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex Clinics at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Hello, yes, we are.
It is Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. One of the things I don't think you got to last week is that President Trump declared a national emergency to get border wall funding. He declared it on February 15th, last Friday. And I think this is very, very important.
Oh, it was last Friday?
It was last Friday.
Oh, okay.
Because the Democrats were only going to give, and Republicans going along with them, $1.3 billion for wall funding.
$1.5, wasn't it?
Or one, whatever.
One of it. Well, yeah, right.
And giving $1 billion to the Smithsonian Institute. Now, the Smithsonian Institute is very important. It's like our national museum for the United States. But I think at this point in our history, building a border wall at vulnerable locations along our southern border is more important than the Smithsonian Institute.
Absolutely.
I think the Republicans got rolled, and the Republicans in the Senate and in the Congress. And I have to say, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, I'm glad he's gone. I think he failed the president. I think the Republicans in the Senate and the Congress failed President Trump when they had both houses or controlled both houses for 2 years, and they could have provided the necessary funding for the wall. They put President Trump in this position. The Democrats basically stole the midterm election, so they won the House of Representatives.
Yes, they did.
And so Nancy Pelosi dug in and would not give proper funding for the wall. You people want to say there's no crisis on there's no crisis, or it's a manufactured crisis. Climate control is a manufactured crisis.
Right.
Saying that we have to put our resources behind global warming. The climate will change. That's just the nature of.
That's the nature of the world. The climate will change. But to declare it as a national emergency is over the top. The science is not 100% on global warming. It's all over the place. I did some study on this. A lot of this global warming has not been peer reviewed. There are people with different opinions. So to tell us we have to invest trillions in that, but meanwhile, we're letting sex traffickers come over the border.
Absolutely.
Fentanyl, heroin, not to mention the gangs that are coming across the border. It is a national emergency. Not only are they coming across the borders, those from Central and South America, but also people from the Middle East, from different Middle Eastern countries.
Absolutely,
because are also coming across the border.
They have arrested some that were from the Middle East.
And you have too many illegals, not all illegals, we've made that clear before, but too many are committing crimes. And what the Democrats wanted to do is reduce the number of the amount of space at detention centers for violent criminals. Yes, you heard me correctly, for violent criminals. It's over the top. These Democrats represent what is evil in this country, unfortunately.
Right, right. And I just have some information that I got on the 19th of January. Stephen A. Cararota, he's the director of research at the Center for Immigration Studies. And this is from Breitbart. He said between one-fifth and one-fourth of the students in Los Angeles schools are the children of illegal immigrants, though most of those were born in the U.S. He said that a smaller percentage of students in the single digits are illegal immigrants themselves. With roughly 700,000 students in the district at a cost of over $13,000 per student, that means the district could be spending about $1.8 billion mm-hmm. annually on educating the children of illegal immigrants. The total amount expenses for the Los Angeles school in 2017-18 amounted to $7.52 billion. That's more than what the wall is going to cost us. And this article also mentions that before, when this study was prepared, you know, studies like this were prepared for then-Senator Barbara Boxer, mm-hmm. Democrat from California. And that study showed that it was estimated that California spent $1.6 billion on educating the children of illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. The cost has increased almost tenfold as the undocumented population has grown. Now tell me, that's not a national emergency.
It is absolutely.
We have homeless children in this country. We have homeless veterans in this country that need those funds that we're spending on illegal children coming into this country.
California is a beautiful state, but it is being ruined by liberal politicians who
absolutely.
Do not care about the average Americans, overburdening average Americans who are leaving the state of California and leaving New York in droves.
Right.
And in California, a lot of them are going to Texas, and they're bringing some of that liberalism with them. But Trump is right and correct to demand a refund from California on the bullet train. They spent billions in federal taxpayer money on this bullet train that's apparently they are abandoning. They're costing us billions in financing
absolutely.
Or giving money for illegal aliens when
that's
Americans,
right.
when average Americans need help. We're giving tuition, making tuition free
absolutely.
For illegal aliens, and yet hardworking Americans, those who are making minimum wage, we can't get free tuition.
No.
That is absolutely not fair.
And I'm a senior citizen living on a very fixed income, and I just got a call yesterday that for the cataract surgery, one of my eyes, that I owe the hospital a couple of $100. Now, you know, illegal aliens don't pay anything.
Mm.
Because when I went to an emergency room, two emergency rooms over in Harlem,
They had notices in the lobby that if anyone asks you whether or not you were a citizen of the United States, you report them to the officials, and those employees would be automatically fired.
Wow.
Now, here it is. I am a citizen on a limited income, but I have to pay.
Wow. Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And I and you know, what can I say?
Right. Exactly.
But I know if an illegal alien, they don't pay. And as a matter of fact, that hospital that I went to, one of them that I went to, they told me they didn't even want to see me because they didn't accept my insurance. And after I saw those notices, I said, well, I tell you what, I just snuck over into the United States last night. I'm not here legally. So please get me a doctor right away. I'm an illegal alien.
Exactly.
And I guess they said, well, this woman must be a little wacko.
Yeah.
But they knew I wasn't going to leave. I was going to see a doctor, and I did see a doctor, and I got what I needed, and I left.
Absolutely.
So unfair to Americans. And I want anybody who knows anybody who's been voting for these Democrats to make sure in a nice way, tell them, look at what's happening. These Democrats care more for people who have not contributed one dime.
Absolutely.
One dime to this society.
Absolutely.
They don't pay any taxes here when we go to buy a coat, shoes, a bicycle. We're paying taxes. We buy a bag of potato chips. We're paying taxes. We buy gas. And here it is. What they're saying is that the American citizens who have contributed to the whole society, the governmental function, can't get help before the illegal aliens are taken care of.
Right. And
we
I know for
love
a fact.
Immigrants.
Yes.
But come here legally.
Yeah. And it's not fair. It's overburdening the average Americans.
It is.
And the Democratic Party has made a decision to throw their weight behind illegal aliens while disregarding average Americans.
Absolutely.
And illegal aliens are overburdening our system.
They are.
There's nothing wrong with being an immigrant to this country. We are a nation of immigrants.
Yes,
but
we
do it
are.
Legally.
That's
we don't
right.
want people just walking or flying over and expecting to come into the United States.
And we don't
I mean, it had gotten so bad, just a quick story, that my 90-something-year-old grandfather, they could not give him public housing because they suspended Section 8. I don't know if it's been reinstated in New York because they're overwhelmed due to the demand of people coming to this country, a lot of them illegally.
And that's not fair. That's
not
fair to the people of America who have contributed to everything in this country.
Absolutely.
Our tax dollars are being collected. Whether we want them to be collected or not.
Exactly.
To keep the government running and all of that. And
Absolutely.
It's just not fair and it's not right. Plus, some of these people need to be encouraged to try to rebuild their countries.
Absolutely.
Because
great point.
We can't take everybody from the world.
Absolutely.
In
But look at what countries, we were talking about this earlier, we were talking about socialism, Marxism.
Yes.
Venezuela, from what I understand, Venezuela was once one of the wealthiest countries in South America.
Absolutely.
I looked at the map because I was curious. Venezuela is not landlocked. It has a port. Why do I say that? Because when a country is landlocked, it makes it harder for them in terms of fishing, getting
Absolutely.
Seafood,
importing,
exporting.
Yes.
Venezuela doesn't have that problem. What destroyed Venezuela,
socialism.
And they will come back, is socialism.
Yes.
So if you look around the world at the isms, none of them really work.
No, they don't.
They don't work. Islamism doesn't work. Communism doesn't work.
Socialism. Marxism.
Doesn't work. Marxism. These isms do not work. Having these different kingdoms, queen this, king that. And you leave people out of the process. With capitalism, we want your energy, your talent, your gifts.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of capitalism. And very quickly, the former CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, he's an independent, and the Democrats don't want him to run.
No.
But I didn't know his history. Very interesting, and I know we're limited on time. I was at the airport last week. I was traveling, and I picked up his book. He grew up in the projects in Brooklyn.
Okay.
He worked different odd jobs. He came from a very poor background, and we'll get into it later. And I said his book echoed back to your book, escaping the racism of low expectations, because you came from a poor background. He grew up in the projects in Brooklyn, in Canarsie, Brooklyn. You didn't grow up in the projects, but you grew up in an apartment in Harlem. And see, this is the beauty of America. No matter where you start, your ending could be so great.
Absolutely. One thing I wanted to mention before we have to go, you know, like they say in this national emergency that Trump declared, all of the presidents have done it previously. And I learned something. In 1979, Carter used the same procedure to freeze all Iranian assets. And from what I understand, it's still in effect from 1979.
Well, from
so
what
this is nothing new.
Well, I tat tip to Charlie Kirk of TPUSA. He outlined a list of the number of national emergencies
Absolutely.
Declared by President Obama.
Oh, my goodness.
And most of them affected other countries or to
they
help
sure
other
did.
Countries.
Help other countries.
So far, President Trump has only declared one, and that is to help the American citizens.
Absolutely.
When you see the angel moms, you see the angel dads
yes.
talking about their child, their loved one being slaughtered by an illegal alien, you cannot tell me we do not have a crisis on our southern border.
Tell the family of Molly Tidbit.
Absolutely. Tell the family of Molly Tibbetts, you're absolutely
right.
right. And we can go on and on and
That's
on
right.
about the number of Americans murdered, killed and by drunk
absolutely.
Drivers, illegal aliens, killed by illegal aliens. But again, we're going back to human trafficking. What they call them wolves, I think they call them coyotes, who bring people over to the United States to sell their bodies. Children caught up in that. You have the drugs that are coming over, the violence, the gangs,
oh my
the
goodness,
number
yes.
of the cartels that have had until now a lot, I don't want to say a lot, but some control over our southern border. And we should, if we can use, El Guapo was convicted last week, the drug kingpin worth about $14 billion in assets. If we can take some of El Chapo,
Chapo, C-H-A-P-O.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm saying El Guapo.
I mentioned that because yes. Senator Ted Cruz is trying yes. to get those funds to fund the wall.
Absolutely.
He wants to confiscate those ill-gotten gain
right.
that El Chapo got. You know, I forgot to mention, well, I'm going to mention. This was, what is it? We celebrated President's Day. And I just wanted to make note of or mention that Ronald Reagan was born in February.
Yes.
He was born on the 6th of February. Mm-hmm. And another one of our great presidents, the 14th president or 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. He was born February the 12th.
And George Washington, our first president, was also born in February.
Yes. Well, I mentioned those two in particular because, you know, I'm on my way to Boston to mm-hmm. celebrate the Lincoln-Reagan dinner.
And that is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
That is correct. It was rescheduled from the 12th of this month to the 25th.
And it's going to be in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
That is correct.
The Lincoln-Reagan dinner. It starts
That's correct.
At 7 to 7:30.
That's right.
It's coming Tuesday, February 26th.
26th, you're right. Okay. Yes, so I just wanted to mention that, you know, and, you know, keep us in your prayers.
I want to touch on the fact that apparently Robert Mueller is coming, his investigation is coming to a close. At this point, there seems to be a nothing burger in terms of trying to establish whether
Absolutely.
President Trump colluded with the Russians. Most of us recognize, except for those Trump haters, we recognize this was going to be a nothing burger. So in lieu of that, because the Democrats are not getting what they want, you have this Democrat, Adam Schiff of California. He's ramping up another investigation just to keep pounding on President Trump.
And you know,
that's what this
another
is all
gag
about.
Order on Roger Stone.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, exactly.
I mean, and Andrew McCabe has been proven to be a real, real, real bad liar.
Well, yeah,
liar.
Andrew McCabe, you know, he wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment
yeah.
to remove the president. He claimed he had certain cabinet members who sided with him, but he's a liar. So
We went through that
worth.
Last week because, number one, anytime you try to use the 25th Amendment, you have to have the involvement of the vice president.
Oh, wow.
And Vice President Michael Pence said he has heard nothing about this.
Mm.
So they're not even following protocol. They're not they're lawless.
Wow.
And unfortunately, these people have been in high positions of our law enforcement.
Mm.
You know, that's why I can't emphasize enough that character does count.
Yes.
character counts.
Right.
Because our FBI, between Comey and all of the other, Linda Page, Peter Strzok, all of them, you know, it looks very bad for us.
Exactly. Exactly.
And because they're not supposed to be playing politics. And they definitely had an agenda.
Exactly.
And the agenda was to stop Trump.
Exactly.
But like Franklin Graham said, they forgot about the God factor.
Absolutely.
Because we have a pro-life
Absolutely.
President.
Absolutely.
Pro-God.
Absolutely.
And what else? There was three of things that the guy from Duck Dynasty said. Pro-God, pro-life.
Probably pro-gun. Pro-Israel.
Pro-Israel. All of those things. That's correct. So we've been blessed, I believe. Yes.
So we're going to be closing up the show, but please support our show. Please support the book. Her book, again, is Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. You can find it on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster. All the major online booksellers have this dynamic book.
Absolutely. And so far, we've been getting very good reviews from it. And I hope you join in, read it, enjoy it, and then put your remarks on Amazon for us. Good remarks, please. But we have to pray for our president, pray for our country, and try to make people as aware as we can of the dangers of those isms that we mentioned.
Barbara, I want to talk about this ISIS bride, a Muslim woman born in Alabama. She joined ISIS. Now she wants to return to the United States with her child. The president, unlike someone who may, like George Bush or Barack Obama, would have probably honored her at the Rose Garden.
You know that.
He said no.
Good.
And I agree with the president. When she joined ISIS, she joined a terrorist group. ISIS is not, it was even worse than Hamas and Hezbollah, okay? If we remember ISIS, they've decapitated people. They drowned people alive.
People. Yes.
I saw pictures of women being put and held in cages and sold as slaves. And if you flew voluntarily to Syria or Iraq to be a part of ISIS, now that they've been decimated by our great military, thank you, military.
Thank you.
Now you want to come back to enjoy the blessings and the freedom of the United States. The answer is no. Now, her father is suing the president, but I don't think he'll be successful. If she comes back to the U.S., she should be prosecuted and sent to prison.
Oh, yeah, I believe so, too. You know what? I'm sorry. One thing I forgot to mention.
Absolutely.
That heathen there in Nebraska, Ernie Chambers, you know what? In 2007, he had the nerve enough to file a lawsuit against God. That's how wacko he is. But at any rate, back to what you just said, I don't believe she deserves to be on this soil anymore.
Right, exactly.
She joined the enemy of this country.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as far as I'm concerned, as far as I can say, she is the enemy of this country. Like some of the others, that Omar and Toshiba,
Ilhan,
they're enemies
Omar.
Of this country.
And Ilhan, let me just, before we
yes,
go, we
yes,
have
yes,
about
yes, yes, yes.
2
go
minutes
ahead, go
left.
Ahead, go ahead.
The reason why Ilhan Omar was elected from that district in Minnesota, she doesn't represent all of Minnesota, is because Obama, during his term, imported Somalis, brought them in from Somalia, knowing they were Muslim, and they were put in that area in Minnesota.
That's
why she got elected.
Are they citizens?
If she had to go, I'm not sure, if she had to go head-to-head with a real candidate, Ilhan Omar would have lost. But because where she came from is predominantly Muslim, that's how she got into Congress.
Well, I wish that somebody from the any party, any place, and I know the Democrats won't do it, will do an investigation as to whether or not those Somalis who voted for her were citizens.
Yes, exactly.
And if they were not citizens, maybe her election can be nullified.
I think the midterms were stolen from the Republicans. I don't think that, if I remember correctly, the Democrats did not win in a landslide, but they won little races here and there because they were harvesting ballots. It's just corruption. Like in Arizona, the Republican was leader, then the Democrat suddenly won. Nah, come on now.
But the thing we have to look at, the Republicans know that this has been going on a long time.
Exactly.
And if they don't put safeguards in place,
Absolutely.
In check before these elections, they're going to, this is nothing new.
Exactly.
This is nothing new. These Democrats are professionals. Just like that, I forgot the woman's name who was working at the polls. The black woman with the gray hair.
Right. Yes, down in Florida.
Yes.
Yes.
That was disgraceful for her not to be taken off the premises.
Absolutely. 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 We want to thank you for joining us this week. I think we're out of time. We thank you. We appreciate your support.
Absolutely.
Please like Barbara from Harlem on Facebook, and please support her book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. You are going to be hearing more about this book in the coming year as we get you on Jeanine Pirro, and hopefully we'll get you in to meet President Trump.
Will. Yes.
President Trump.
Yes, yes, yes. And thank you so much, all of you, for tuning in to our urban story. We hope that, you know, we gave you a little bit to feed upon, because we have to be prepared and we to speak boldly about why we love America, why we love our president, why we believe in our freedoms and our liberties. We have to fight for our continuation of the American Republic. God bless you, and may God bless America. And this is
our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families, and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.